like plants.
Gladiolas,
better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Broadcasting live from Sonoma County's newest nursery, it is a better way, produce and nursery. Dan grows everything organically here. Dan Gibbs has been a landscape designer for years, perennial Sonoma County Hall of Flowers winner and even best of show this past July, August. And previously we had Dan on a few years ago when he was best of show. Very gifted, and his nursery reflects that. He grows produce, he grows landscape, and of course does landscape installation. It's quite remarkable as you whiz by Stony Point Road. Slow down and spend a few minutes wandering around the acres here of beautiful plant materials. It will be a lot of fun, I guarantee you. Also, don't forget to register to win one of these exquisite hanging begonia baskets that you wrote about in today's newspaper, because it was so impressive. Yep. We saw these at the Hall of Flowers in the summer, and actually someone asked you about these hanging begonias, didn't you?
Yeah.
About caring for these. So you can win one of these and also register to win a beautiful basalite patio, 10 by 10, 100 square feet patio.
Yeah, 100 square feet, whatever shape you want.
So by email, hi, Steve, Gwen, and Dan. In early spring, February 2018, I cleared an area and planted wildflower seeds. They grew and bloomed great. My questions: do I need to reseed for 2019 bloom? Right now, this area is covered with oak leaves and pine needles. Do I clear this out now and reseed now, or wait until early 2019? I am listening to the show via internet. I'm in Zone 9, Sierra Foothills, enjoying the show. We'll definitely visit the nursery next time I am visiting Sonoma County. It sounds incredible. Thank you very much. And that's Ellen, who contacted us via email. Gwen?
Well, it depends on what flowers and wildflowers that she has sown. Some come back, some reseed easily than others, more easily than others. And so if you had a fabulous show of flowers, then chances are you won't have to re-sow next year. And the oak leaves and the pine needles, I mean, they'll kind of decompose here and there. But if there's, the thing is, though, if the seeds had dropped to the ground, and then all these needles and leaves have fallen on top of them, if there's a lot of them, a lot of times they'll act as a thick mulch, and they kind of mat down, and it's hard for those seeds to come up. So she's going to have to look and see, is there a thick carpet of leaves and needles that had fallen on the seeds? Are the seeds still in the flowers, and they haven't fallen yet? And in that case, you know, you're okay. So that's something to think about. But if you really want to make sure that you have a big show of flowers, then I would go ahead and re-sow with the same seed packets, varieties that you did, and there you go. Or you maybe add something different, you know, so you have, you know, what didn't do very well, then okay, you know, sow something else.
There's your answer, Ellen. Thanks so much for contacting us and enjoying the show from the beautiful Sierra Foothills. You have a great selection of succulents here, Dan, and I understand a member of your family is quite the expert.
Yeah, my daughter Britta, she does well with those, much better than me.
Yeah.
And is she around? Do people have questions about succulents as they shop
today? She works on the weekends.
Weekend.
Yeah. Okay. She's working right now. Yeah, she's here, so she can answer questions, you bet.
And you also grow a lot of ferns, and you were mentioning to Gwen and I how neglected ferns seem to become.
Neglected, meaning?
Well, overall, I mean, not as...
Not very used much in landscaping.
Yeah,
talked about.
Yeah. I mean, we use them all the time in shady areas. They're great underneath oaks and redwoods. Mother ferns, maidenhair ferns.
Leather leaf,
autumn fern.
I love autumn ferns. Yeah, those are pretty.
They're great.
And you have all these?
Yep, we grow them. Yep.
And also, you know, when we were walking around, Gwen, another plant that popped out is you're propagating white sage.
Yes.
That you don't see very often, do you?
Yes. Yeah, we have quite a few of those, too. Yep.
That's a nice drought-tolerant, big, gray-leaf sage that has a real unique fragrance to it. But you put it out in your garden someplace and have it as a focal point.
Uh-huh.
It has big white flowers on it, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get to be, you know, 6 or 7 feet high and wide. Spectacular if you don't give it a lot of water.
Do we have that here at
yes.
for sale today?
Yeah.
Also.
Yes.
And I know you spend a lot of your time out doing landscape design and installation, and of course, unfortunately, with the fires, you've been swamped with commitments over the past year or so. You were telling us a story about a couple places up in Fountain Grove that you consulted with, and you told us a really important story about the importance of live oaks and landscaping.
Yeah, the heritage live oaks, you know, are been here for quite a while, are actually protectorants. They are fire resistant. And they actually helped to resist how the fire traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually made the fire go around them.
So this home in Fountain Grove was surrounded by live oaks.
Right.
Other homes adjacent were burned, but this that acted as a natural fire break.
Right. Yep. I mean, yeah.
They're a high moisture tree then, I would guess. Is it?
Well,
no. No, their chemistry is just resistant to fire. But if the trees were right next to a house or something that has been burning for hours and hours and hours, then the tree is going to have more damage than, like what Dan was saying, this house that had about 20 some odd trees on it around the landscape. That was basically their landscaping.
Yeah.
So the fire went through there and it kept moving because the wind was going. And so those trees weren't near the house where they took a real bad hit. And so the fire kept going and the trees are, like I said, there's something in the tree and with redwoods also mm-hmm. that resist fire. It's kind of like they have their own fire repellent.
So don't be hasty about when you're replanting. If you have natural strands of these trees around your property, don't chop them down.
Right, right.
Leave
yeah,
them
that'd be the
there.
Worst thing to do is cut down your native oaks and
yeah.
redwoods.
You don't want to do
and,
that. They're helpers for
yeah.
sure.
So we were mentioning before the top of the hour break that you were invaded by starlings that just decimated 9,000 plants within an hour.
Yeah.
What did you do to try to combat that?
Well, the only thing that we could do to combat it was bring them indoors or to put bird netting up. And mm-hmm. so we put up bird netting, you mm-hmm. know, is what we ended up having to do.
Did you protect
the remainder of the crop.
Yeah.
And did you put up any of the rain birds on the perimeter?
Well, we've been, you know, we're right on Colgan Creek.
Oh.
And so we have a lot of native wildlife. And so we've had experience with the deers mm-hmm. coming in during the drought. And so, you know, they're wanting water, wanting plants that they can get water from. And so they invaded the farm. And so we used Havaheart rainbirds.
Gotcha.
They're a movement sensor,
motion activated
sensor, and turns them on. And we used those for one season, and then after that, we haven't had to use them again. And they've stayed away.
That's a remarkably successful story because, Gwen, you were mentioning that many times animals get used to these and realize that they're not going to be harmed, and then they become less effective.
Yeah, but also Dan has a lot of activity going on here. So there's customers coming and going, workers here, moving things around. So there are people out here. But so the deer probably are watching from a distance going, not too sure about this place. And so when they do think about it and come in here, then they get nailed with the water spray and
that's right.
Like, okay, I think we need to move on. That's my guess. You know, they're not going to go someplace where it's so difficult to get to unless they're absolutely starving and they have no choice.
Hopefully we will be getting a lot of rain in the next 6 months. We're praying for that. And you have developed or have an idea about a rain harvesting system, Dan. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're our rain harvest system, it actually takes like the equivalency of 100 gallons of water and turns it into 400 gallons of water. So we use a recirculating system in the garden, and we have a special way that we do that, have special soil that we use.
You mentioned it's like a pumice aggregate mix?
Well, it's about 20% red rock. which is a pumice. And so the pumice actually acts like a polymer. Yeah, a polymer.
Sucks up water.
Goes into that, and then the little hair roots, they attach themselves to the rocks, and they can suck the water out of the rocks. And so, you know, it almost becomes symbiotic with the soil, you know. And then, so we deliver 100 gallons, we get 75 back, and then we just keep turning it over and over. And, you know, it saves on fertilizer because, you know, and all kinds of, and it drains really well. And so you have less problems with funguses and things like that. So there's, it, you know, the soil has benefits to it.
Marvelous. We'll take a break at that point. We're at about 10:15 or so. Please come and visit us if you're up and down the area in the Stony Point, Hearn, and Todd area. You won't want to miss this beautiful nursery. It is a Better Way Nursery and Produce. It's about a few hundred yards north of Todd Road at Stony Point. There's a yellow sign that says a Better Way Nursery. There's lots of parking. Come in and check it out. The Better Way Produce and Nursery. It is at 3615 Stony Point Road, north of Todd. They're giving away these beautiful hanging begonia baskets. All you need to do is sign up and win one of those, plus a basalite patio valued at $1,000. This is beautiful, and the free drawings. And you get to peruse Sonoma County's newest nursery. For all you plant listeners, plant geeks out there, we love this. It's just a paradise. And Daniel Gibbs, the owner, is sitting in with us during Garden Talk. For the Good Food Hour, we wanted to keep it local, Roseland area specifically. Some great dining options in the Roseland area. So we're starting our dine around at 11:05 with East Wind Bakery. Now, maybe you don't know about this place. I discovered it probably a week after they opened 4 years ago. It's at the south end of Sebastopol Road before you get to Fulton Road, and it is a unique, one-of-a-kind bakery. Both of the owners will be coming in, bringing a selection of some of their most unusual pastries and breakfast sandwiches for us to sample. And then during lunchtime, 11:30 to noon, we'll be joined by Alma. Alma is the owner, along with her siblings and partner, of La Texanita, one of the best Mexican restaurants in all of Santa Rosa, located north Sebastopol Road. So we're covering the Sebastopol Road area of Roseland during our live broadcast. First time we've come out to the area after 31 years, and long overdue to be in the beautiful area of this part of the county. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, we're taking Garden Talk calls as usual. All you need to do is give us a call, 636-1350. Gwen and Daniel will tackle your gardening questions. No one on hold at this moment. Or you can always reach us via email, steve@ksro.com. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th, Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
I was up all night with Justin again. Kids with autism keep the craziest hours. I don't think I've had a full night's sleep since he was born.
Caring for a child with challenges like autism or Down syndrome can drain your resources.
Tom's already working two jobs trying to keep up with all the medical bills. It never ends. I wish I could help, but taking care of Justin is a full-time job.
You could be eligible for federal and state benefits that will pay you up to $4,000 a month.
What do I have to do to get that kind of help?
Contact Galt Advocacy.
Is Galt Advocacy a law firm?
No, an advocacy group. They connect people with disabilities to benefit programs, advocate for those denied services, and even help you get paid as a caregiver for your own child.
How do I find them?
Their website is galtadvocacy.com. There's no upfront cost, and the consultation is free.
Let me write that down.
GALTadvocacy.com.
Thanks.
Galt Advocacy. When you take a stand, you won't stand alone. GALTadvocacy.com.
Here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
It's mosquito and West Nile virus season. Stay healthy this summer and fight the bite by using an effective insect repellent when enjoying the outdoors, especially if you're out at dawn and dusk. Repellents containing DEET, oil of lemon eucalyptus, picaridin, or IR3535 are most effective. Get free mosquito fish for your backyard pond, ornamental ponds, water troughs, water feature, wine barrels, neglected swimming pools, and other man-made water sources. Call 285-2200 for more info.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge. Learn more at msmosquito.com.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. PG&E will make the scene safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Nursery and Produce on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd Road, Sonoma County's newest nursery. And it's not some little tiny little nursery. This is acres of just beautiful installations and plants and perennials and annuals and succulents and ferns galore and lots of whimsical design ideas, beautiful koi pond, and great things as Daniel has brought in lots of what he has installed at the Sonoma County Hall of Flowers over 14 years. He's a number of times has won and placed in shows, best of show this past year. And that's where we met Dan this July, August at the Sonoma County Fair. You can reach Gwen Kilcher and Dan for gardening advice simply by giving us a call, 636-1350. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. At 11 on the Good Food Hour, we welcome the two guys, the two bakers, the owners of East Wind Bakery on Sebastopol Road. We're keeping it local here in the Roseland area. And then we're welcoming Alma Mendez, whose family owns La Tejanita, the beautiful Mexican restaurant on Sebastopol Road that's just generated so much positive publicity over the years that they have been there. Not only the food is great, but the architecture of the paintings on the wall done by Alma's brother. It's just a beautiful place to hang out, to be surrounded by such beautiful artwork. And both of these folks are bringing in delicious food for us to taste. If you're coming by the nursery, you certainly can share in some of the taste of the foods from the bakery and La Tejanita. 636-1350, the number to call to reach us this morning. We have open lines, no one on a hold at this moment, or steve@ksro.com. So you were asking about a plant called cortiline. And where would that be a good place to plant in someone's landscape?
It's a full sun plant. They get big. They'll get like 30 feet, I think. They go up to 30 feet tall. They'll branch out, so they'll become multi-stem. Mm-hmm. And
long-lived plants or no?
Yeah, definitely.
If you have a dry creek bed, and then, you know, there's a curve in the dry creek, I think right there in that spot, and if there's a little bit of a slope, maybe towards the top of the slope, man, that would make such a fantastic accent.
And then folks may notice with their palms that they kind of get a yellowish look to them and such. So what you do, they actually need salt because they're native to coastal regions and islands. And so they like sea salt. And so you give them some Epsom salt or whatever and a little bit of salt, and it'll get rid of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Always think of salt as being the death knell for plants.
Yeah. No pepper, huh? Just salt?
No, just salt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
yeah.
As we give us a little more virtual tour, Dan, as we go down the driveway near the back of the nursery, what else are we going to see as we go around?
Well, central of the nursery is the big koi pond, and then there's perennials up on benches and trees, lots of trees. And then beyond that is a bulb area. And then we're doing a new thing this year. We're going to, in what we call field one, which we rotate our crops. And so one year we have tomatoes in field one, then field two, field three. We rotate them around. Mm-hmm. And but in our greenhouse, we're going to actually take half our greenhouse, and we have giant beds in there, raised beds, and we're going to do bulbs in there. And so this spring, they'll be able to come and get iris bulbs and all different types of bulbs, Crocosmias, Watsonia. We have all kinds of bulbs. And so those will be available to purchase in the spring.
You know, as we were walking around, one of my favorite plants in the world is heliotrope. Mm-hmm. And you have such a beautiful heliotrope here. I wanted to bring that home. Where would that do especially well in a landscape, Glenn?
Shade area, protected.
Shade area?
They don't like hot afternoon sun so much. Yeah. You know, they prefer, but they want some light for sure. You know, and they grow, about 3x3 max. And just covered in beautiful purple flowers and
fragrant
smells.
That's why
to me, they smell like vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
other folks think they smell differently, so I don't know. Yeah. My smeller might be weird.
No.
I don't know.
I think I have the perfect spot for a heliotrope in my backyard. Morning sun till about 11, 12 o'clock.
I would put it in a pot.
Oh.
Because it doesn't overwinter well here, depending on
correct.
Where you are and where you are.
More eastern, Sonoma County freezes.
Yeah. Okay. I would put it in a pot, and then you could bring it indoors or put it in the garage or someplace where you could protect it.
Okay.
And don't overwater it.
Well, that's never a problem. I usually underwater.
Okay, then it'll survive.
And what was it? We also saw some gazanias. Was that when we were walking
around?
Yeah,
lots of gazanias. I love gazanias, especially these bright orange and yellow bicolored varieties. Those are so cool. They really brighten up an area.
For winter?
They're going to start petering out at this time.
Yeah, they'll slow down a bit in the winter.
Yeah, they're summer, fall.
Yeah, they're
fall.
Pretty much spring through summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of bloomers. Yeah. And into the fall. They'll go into the fall also.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's the day series with the bright orange ones.
Day series. Oh, yeah, I remember those from the nursery.
Write that down, Gwen.
I am. Day series. Okay. And we talked about other series of begonias and things like, you know, you'll hear, these series. So you'll have a name of a variety of a, say, pansy or viola or begonia or something. And then they'll have, you know, similar names, but they use the color in it. Yellow, I can think of a sorbet series with violas. You'll have, icy blue sorbet, you know, dark blue sorbet, peachy or something sorbet. So there are these series. So you were talking earlier about all the series of begonias that you have. So tell us about...
Well, there's like the mocha series.
Okay.
And that has actually, it's a more darker leaf. So you get, you know, when you're getting different varietals, it may be that you have a change in the leaf structure or you have a change in the flower type. Or the size of the flower. Mm-hmm. So you go anywhere, like, you know, you can have Johnny Jump Up. I just drew a blank. Pansies?
Pansies or violas.
So, So, you know, anywhere from little guys on up to bigger guys.
Okay.
And so the same thing with begonias. And so the mocha series is one that is about 18 inches, I guess, about 18 inches mm-hmm. tall. And they do like to be staked or they can fall over. And that's where you get a problem with begonias. If they fall over and they break, right at that broke point, that's where a fungus can get going. Mm. And so it's a good idea to keep them staked up or to prune them a little heavier and keep them more dwarf. And then let them bloom.
So those mocha series are not a hanging basket one. They're
correct.
More upright.
Oh. Yeah, more of an upright begonia.
Okay.
Correct.
Big flowers and big leaves, but yet 18
mm-hmm.
inches or so.
Yeah. And then we have dragon wing begonias.
Oh, yeah.
And those are both upright and cascading. They'll do both. So they're good in baskets, or they're good in the ground and a cascading, like over rocks and like that. I like to do that.
Okay.
And the mochas will do that. They'll cascade over walls. Oh. But yeah, you can train them to go over walls.
Okay.
Direct them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will these overwinter? I know you were talking about caring for them, bringing them in over, or no? If you leave them outside, they're going to freeze.
Well, you don't want them. Well, you can't grow them in a boggy area to begin with. You need well-drained soil for begonias to do well. Okay, azaleas, rhododendrons, all those need well-drained soil, or they can get root rot, or funguses. Okay, and so you want them in a well-drained soil. If you have an area that it doesn't drain that well in the winter, then you want to dig up the tubers and then dry store them. And one way that you can dry store the tubers is in peat moss. And the peat moss is a natural fungicide, and it will keep funguses away and help to dry store them over winter.
Very similar care to dahlias.
Yeah, same thing.
Except begonias like more shade, dahlias like full sun.
Right. And we have dahlias, too.
You have dahlias?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about dahlias.
Oh, yeah. We have dwarfs on up to giants that are 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. It's all here in paradise. It's A Better Way Produce and Nursery, Sonoma County's newest nursery. And we're here live for Garden Talk. The remote's 9 to 12 today. Garden Talk for another 40 minutes, 30 minutes or so. And then we move into the Good Food Hour. We welcome Tony and Doug from East Wind Bakery over on Sebastopol Road, just around the corner, to regale us with morning pastries and wonderful baked goods. And then we're moving into luncheon at 11:30, welcoming Alma Mendez. Her and her family own La Tejanita, the beautiful Mexican restaurant in northern Sebastopol Road area in Roseland. We're devoting this to the Roseland area. Do come by and just enjoy strolling the grounds here at this beautiful nursery. It's just a few hundred yards north of the Todd Road exit on Stony Point Road. Look for the yellow sign. The fog is kind of starting to burn off this morning. A great time to stroll and get your fall and winter ideas. Talk to Dan Gibbs, the landscape architect and owner of the nursery, along with a lot of the staff. Check out the succulents and ferns and so many beautiful plants at this nursery. Back after this break, Gwen Kilcher and Steve Garner. It's Garden Talk, live at KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Of all the reasons you had for starting your business, marketing and advertising may not have been on the list. But in order to get the best performance from your business, you've got to have a plan to attract and keep customers, especially now. To help, Hot 1017 is hosting a one-hour master marketing class, free of charge, for business owners and managers, November 6th through 8th. National marketing and small business consultant Kevin O'Brien is back to lead these fast-paced workshops. He'll share specific ways to help you market more effectively, how to get the best results from traditional, digital, and social media, and help you avoid common marketing errors. You'll walk out with some great ideas you can use right away. The one-hour master marketing classes are held throughout the day, Tuesday through Thursday, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. You'll have a chance to win a $5,000 ad program. For details, go to sonomamediagroup.com/masterclass. sonomamediagroup.com/masterclass.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th, Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
President Trump set to speak next hour in Nevada, where he's looking to rally support for Republican Senator Dean Heller ahead of the midterm. He's made immigration and the border a campaign issue, says ABC's Tara Palmieri.
As President Trump rallies for tougher security on the border, a caravan of 3,000 Central Americans, many families with children, charging toward Mexico's border with Guatemala. Closer to home, a record number of people apprehended at the U.S.-Mexican border. 37,000 in August alone. Now the president says he's ready to send the military.
Friday, the president said he accepts the explanation from Saudi Arabia that Washington Post contributor and Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was killed in a fistfight in the Saudi consulate in Turkey, but many other political leaders are expressing skepticism. 36 people were killed in Afghanistan on parliamentary election day, say Afghan officials. Voting has been extended due to some technical issues. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Few clouds are on the way today, though. Sunny at 81, 66 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight. Low 46, 49 on the shores. A bit cloudy for tomorrow at 73, 62 in Bodega Bay. 70 degrees also for Monday. Few clouds then, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Nursery and Produce, 3615 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa, in the Roseland area between Todd and Hearn. You can miss it if you're driving crazy down Stony Point Road, but slow down a bit. It's about several hundred yards north of Todd Road on the left-hand side. And, of course, if you're coming south on Stony Point Road, it's before you get to Todd Road on the right-hand side. Simple as that. And Garden Talk, we've been around for a while. Actually, the community outreach started the gardening program on KSRO. It was the Garden Club of the Air in 1962, and then that ran for a while, and then in 1987 we started Garden Talk Live on Saturday mornings. Daniel Gibbs, the owner of A Better Way, is sitting in with Gwen and Steve this morning. You can reach us during the next 20-22 minutes if you have a gardening question. 636-1350. We can take your calls right now. Nobody's on hold. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Do come in and check out the nursery today if you can, because you can register to win one of these beautiful hanging begonia plants. These are the same one that stole the show at the Hall of Flowers this year. Daniel Gibbs's nursery was voted best of show out of all the professional installations at the show. Also, Dan is giving away a 10x10 basalite patio, 10x10. You can register to win this, and that's worth quite a lot of money. We'll do the drawing shortly before noon today. So do enter to win that when you come in to the nursery today. At 11:05, it's the Good Food Hour with a couple great guests to taste and sample some terrific food right here in the Roseland area, and we'll tell you about that in a few minutes. You have some beautiful hydrangeas in the back.
Yeah, we grow hydrangeas. We probably have, I don't know, 300-plus hydrangeas back there. So,
wow.
Yeah, different styles of hydrangeas, parasol hydrangeas, mop heads. That's a pretty standard one.
Peachy hydrangeas, oak leaf.
Yeah, the oak leaf hydrangeas. And then
lace caps.
Yeah, the lace caps.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, the all famous schizophragma hydrangea.
What?
Schizophragma.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a hydrangea. It's a vine hydrangea. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And they grow hydrangeas. Just like bizarre.
I've never heard of that.
All over the place. I think that's where they got the name.
I had one. Of course, I forgot about it and never watered it. And I saw it one day, and it was dead as a dead.
Oh my God.
I'm so mad.
I've never heard this. We've never heard that on the show. That
well, climbing
thing.
Hydrangea.
That's
the species name.
Okay.
That he's saying hydrangea.
Schizophragma.
Yeah.
Schizophragma. And a good time to put it, planted now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right now?
Great time.
Other things you should be thinking about planting, Gwen, in the world of vegetables would be?
Oh, get all your leafy greens in, your garlic, onions, leeks. Let's see. What else? Radishes, peas.
All that can go in now.
Yeah, yeah. Get going before it's too late, like me. I'm still working on it. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts.
Great.
Yeah.
And bare root plants. Dan, are you going to try to bring in some roses or so next
year? Yeah, roses and trees. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All that will be here.
Yep.
Okay. Bare root season.
Yeah, bare root season, like January, February, right in there. Yep.
So right now you can, you know, whatever plants didn't work for you, pull them out of the ground now, get the ground prepared. Put a little flag or stake out there so you remember where you want to plant what. And, you know, just get the ground prepared and ready for planting. So when January comes along, all you have to do is dig your hole. Or, you know, if you know there's a lot of rain coming, what I have done before is I get a big oversized construction garbage bag and I put it over the spot where I want to plant and I anchor it down a bit. And then it's easier to work the soil because it's not muddy and because my soil is a little bit on the clay side, so it's kind of hard to plant bare root, and you shouldn't be working in wet soil. But
that's a really brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Never thought of that. You sent me something very funny, which I want to share with our listeners. This is very funny. Said Steve, I ran across this while surfing on the internet, and we printed this out. It's very funny. I'm going to pass a copy to Dan because it's really funny.
You might use this.
It says here, mosquito yard spray, copy and paste it from a friend. Here's the formula. Big bottle of blue cheap mouthwash, 3 cups of Epsom salt, 3 stale 12-ounce cheap beers. Mix those 3 ingredients together until the salt is dissolved. Spray anywhere you sit outside, around the pools, anywhere. Will not harm your plants or flowers. Mosquitoes were gone from that area for approximately 80 days. I spray my deck all around my sitting areas twice a summer. I go out and sit in my underwear all the time at night, and I never get bit. They leave that area that you spray, and they will not come back. I've been using this mixture the last 15 years, and it works. I heard about this on a Paul Harvey segment on the radio years ago. That's how I learned about it. All my friends that have tried it can't believe it. It actually works. The stronger you mix, the longer it lasts. Mosquito bugs hate it, and it has a nice mint smell because of the blue cheap mouthwash.
Try it, Steve.
Hey, we'll try anything to get rid of the mosquitoes, by golly.
I can't see what's in there that could stay on plants for 80 days.
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, take it with a grain of Epsom salt because it was on the internet, but we thought we'd share it with our listeners. We'll take a break. We'll be right back at a Better Way Nursery and Produce, 3615 Stony Point Road, grand opening. You can't believe what Dan Gibbs and his crew have accomplished in this beautiful new nursery. Slow down and check it out if you're coming north or south on 101. It's only about 3 or 4 minutes off of 101 down Todd Road. Then go north a couple hundred yards in Stony Point, and you'll run into the nursery. 636-1350. We could take some calls for Dan and Gwen Kilcher. If you have gardening questions, share them with us and our listeners. It's that simple. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. When you stop by in the next hour or so, make sure to win one of the beautiful, gorgeous hanging begonias that Dan is giving away today, and possibly win that 10 by 10 basalite patio installed on your property. Back after this, it's KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. It's your boy Joe Pags here with your early evenings. Congratulations to Pat Kerrigan and KSRO on winning 2 Marconi Awards.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-445-6363. That's 800-445-6363. 800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Monty, founder of Montgomery Taylor & Company, a CPA firm and investment management firm. We aim to simplify the process of financial planning, educate our clients, and empower them. Basically, help them to realize they are fully capable and competent to take charge and be financially successful. We have lots of women as clients, some starting their career and some planning for retirement. Some are married, many are single, divorced, or widowed. For young women just entering the workforce, we help them with building a financial goal for their needs and future, like buying a house, paying off student loans, and saving for retirement. For women with young children, we help them to start savings and investment accounts for their children's future, whether it's for college or otherwise. I've assembled a team of professionals that can help people realize their financial goals no matter where they are in the process, beginning, close to retirement, or in between. We also specialize in helping people after a divorce or a death. We're here to help. Montgomery Taylor and Company.
Backyards are the number one source for mosquito production. Dump out any containers holding water. Mosquitoes need as little as a half inch of water to hatch. Report mosquito problems at msmosquito.com.
The leaves are falling. While shopping for a new rake, you check your ADT security camera from your phone and see some kids with toilet paper and eggs approaching your property. Then you see what they see. Your ADT sign and outdoor camera, and scurry away. Scarecrow Service, brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you, backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, Sonoma County's newest nursery. It's wonderful to have another great new nursery in Sonoma County. And it's right about a few hundred yards north of Todd Road on Stony Point. Yellow sign, A Better Way Nursery. You won't believe what's right off the Stony Point Road. It's as simple as that to come in and make sure you sign up at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Just north of Todd Road, he's giving away these hanging begonia baskets, which are just gorgeous. They'd be beautiful in your backyard or front yard. And the Basilite 10x10 patio. You can reach us, Steve, at ksro.com or 636-1350. Hi, Steve and Gwen and Dan. Help. This is from Beth and Andy. I love listening to Garden Talk. Trying to never miss it. Thank you for that loyalty. I have a tree dahlia in a 5-gallon container that has never bloomed in 5 years. Do you have any advice, Gwen and Dan?
Tree dahlias are really difficult to grow. It seems like they need more warm weather than cool weather, and they need sun all day long. They don't like a lot of water, so the soil needs to be like a wrung-out sponge. You can't give them too much nitrogen, otherwise they'll grow a lot of greenery and never produce any flowers. They don't overwinter well here. When I was at Callaway's nursery...
Did you sell them at the nursery?
No.
Oh.
I think we did maybe one time, but we couldn't keep them alive.
Professionals couldn't keep them. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, they're just very difficult to grow.
And then the frost, did the tops die down?
Yeah, just like dahlias, they'll die down to the ground. You have to cut them back. But then by the time they kick in the spring, they'll do well in areas that it's really warm and that doesn't have the cool evenings like we have here, because they need a long growing season. They just need, like I said, more warm weather in this 24-hour period than, you know, half a day where it's, you know, warm and we drop down into the 60s or so at night. And so if you're giving it too much nitrogen, it's not flowering. If it's not getting enough sun, it's not going to flower. If it's getting too much water. So if you can correct all these and then cut it back in the winter, put it in full sun next year and do everything I mentioned, then maybe Beth and Andy, you'll be successful. But don't give up.
Okay.
And the soil, too. If it's sitting in the same soil for 5 years, during this winter, I would pull it out and replant it with new soil. So it's going to start fresh with being cut back, new soil. Put it someplace where it's not going to be in the rain all winter, and then bring it out in the sun in the spring. Follow my directions and see what happens.
Okay, so they take a little more care, and they're temperamental, and they've had 5 years of no bloom. So,
but they could be in the wrong place.
Okay,
maybe it's just getting too much shade.
So there is your answer, Beth and Andy, and get back to us if it ever blooms.
Yeah, you know, dahlias are. Plain old dahlias are a lot easier to grow than the tree dahlias.
They are. 636-1350 if you want to shout out to Gwen and Dan before Garden Talk concludes in about 7-8 minutes. Plenty of time to take another call or two or an email question if you have one at 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Joining us at 11:05, we'll be tasting great foods from, there they are, Doug and Tony. The guys from East Wind Bakery are here for a wonderful taste. If you don't know about this bakery, you will in just a few minutes. It's well worth checking out. And then at the half-hour point, we enjoy wonderful Mexican food with Alma Mendez from La Tejanita, the wonderful Mexican restaurant just on Northern Sebastopol Road. So we're covering the Roseland-Sebastopol Road area today, both on the Good Food Hour and Garden Talk. Gwen Kilcher, Steve Garner, live on KSRO.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Are you a new mother and just can't get those extra pounds off? Did you become a mom 5 or 10 years ago, yet you're still struggling with your weight? Dr. Walter Tom can help with his safe and easy Mommy Makeover.
The key to helping a patient is listening. What's really motivating them to come into our office?
Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center of Santa Rosa will help you reclaim your pre-pregnancy shape and help you feel more feminine. Dr. Tom's Mommy Makeover is performed under local anesthesia with little downtime. Now you can look younger by Monday.
Many mothers tell me that they've raised their children and now it's time for them to do something for themselves.
Dr. Walter Tom is a proud diplomat of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and a leader in introducing new technology to the North Bay. For your free consultation, call 542-8346 or visit the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa and online at laserandvein.com.
The largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 27 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma. And by now you've heard their ads wanting to buy or consign motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Well, it worked, and they have 6 acres busting at the seams with inventory, and it's all on sale. If you've ever considered owning a new or used RV, there's never been a better time to buy one. Reed's Trailer Sales has the best selection and the best prices on all new and used inventory. Don't miss another summer of family fun. Find the motorhome, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or truck camper of your dreams at Reed's Trailer Sales and start camping today. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com.
Reed's, Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's, a fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
October is our month for celebrating the heroes of last year's horrific firestorms. KSRO salutes our platinum underwriters, who have made possible fundraising events which have helped raise over $50,000 since this summer's premier screening of Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. Money raised goes to the Sonoma County Foundation Resilience Fund, thanks to Exchange Bank, Gelati Construction, Noreen Evans with Morrow Archer & Associates, and to our neighbors at Teamsters Local 665.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Casting live from a Better Way Nursery and Produce, Steve Garner along with Quint Kelcher as always, and Daniel Gibbs, owner, landscape architect for the beautiful Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road. Before we run out of time, you have some beautiful aquatic plants and waterfall features. Tell us about that as you walk around the nursery.
We do several kinds of water features. We do pondless water features, which are ones where the water just recirculates, but you don't have a pond that's showing, so water just disappears underground. They're a little safer if you have young ones and like that, and you don't, you know, you want a water feature but you don't want it to have a pond that somebody could fall into. You can do that way. And then we also of course do koi ponds where you can put fish in them and it can have aquatic plants. And so we have plants that are good in the water, plants that are good on the edge, that can take more moisture. We also do another one that's a pond pondless. And that one is the pond fills up while it's running. And then when you turn the waterfall off, it drains out. And then you have a nice little rock garden that's left.
So you could have it either way.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Wow. And because you have one running water all the time, you don't have a mosquito problem.
Correct.
So that takes care of that.
Yep. And if you do have a koi pond, whatever, you mosquito abatement comes out for free.
Yeah.
And they give you mosquitoes, you know. And that's so cool. You get mosquito. I mean, they give you
mosquito
fish.
Yeah.
And so.
So well worth coming out to check that out. Let's try to squeeze in one call. We're not going to get to all of them, but let's take Donna's call from Windsor this morning. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at a Better Way Nursery. What can we do for you, Donna? Hi.
Hi, Steve and Gwen.
Hi.
I have some pittosporum trees that are leaning north. I don't know what happened, but they're not growing up straight.
How big are they? How tall?
Well, they're... I bought them in 10-gallon pots, and maybe they've grown 2 feet.
So, are they in sun all day long?
Well, no, they're in quite a bit of sun, but some of them are at the edge of oaks.
Some of them are at the edge of what?
Oak trees.
Okay, they could just be stretching towards the light, and if there's the most light at the north, then that's where they're going to grow. So it could just be as simple as that. But if you want them really to grow straight up, I would get a nice size bamboo stake, and you can stick it in next to the plant where nobody will see it, and use some clear tie tape and tie them up so they'll be straight.
That's what I would do. I think they're leaning for the light.
Yeah, because most plants, that's what they do. They lean to the light, or if they're cascading, you know, that's not the case with the pittosporum. So that's what I would do. All right, Donna?
Thanks for your call, Donna. We are out of time for the hour, but we can continue our question and answer next week. Dear Steve and Gwen, thanks for telling everyone about this new nursery. I'm going there today. Just wanted to share my success with one lemon cucumber plant that was planted in early May. In the past, the cukes would grow horizontally over the soil, get wet every time I hand-watered, interfered with other plants. This year, I put a tall, round wire cage with big holes over the plant as soon as I put it in the ground. I also put the same kind of cage over pepper plants that were planted nearby. Took several of them over. I purchased new planting soil this year for my raised beds and only added some chicken manure. This is only one plant and loved growing vertical.
must be 5 to 6 feet, produced hundreds of lemon cucumbers, and I'm still getting lots of them. I made these cages out of wire from the hardware store. It also works great for tomatoes, so the holes are large enough to put your hand through. Great supporting the fruit. Thank you so much, Dan.
You're welcome.
Okay, the Good Food Hour coming your way next. And Gwen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, stick around. Following the news, it's the Good Food Hour. This is KSRO.
Now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden in Las Vegas, urging support for Democratic candidates. President Trump will speak this hour in rural Elko. He's trying to whip up support for